You are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, episode number 18, here on Global Community Radio, Channel 1, News and More, Geneva, New York, globalcommunityradio.blogspot.com. If you have any questions or concerns, send an email to intellectualthoughtsofateen@gmail.com. For any information about the show, that's intellectualthoughtsofateengirl.blogspot.com and Teen Girl Radio on Twitter and Facebook. Now, I probably sound very different from the normal co-host. I swear Nikki didn't go smoking several packs a day. I am Serena, also known as DJ Saffron, filling in, and I have no idea where this is going because this is not like Saffron Says, where I can do like typical media analysis and things like that. I can't do that because, again, it just does not fall in line with, I mean, I guess the first 15 minutes of the show does, yes, but otherwise does not fall in line with Saffron Says. And then it's like the rant. I mean, the rant and the in the middle could be anything, but those are like the holy, well, somewhat kind of trinity of shows on the station because they all follow this same sort of format, and it's very bizarre, very interesting. So I guess one thing that I can talk about just from my own personal experience is just this whole idea of living sort of a, I guess, sheltered lifestyle. I was sheltered to a degree. I was very sheltered to a degree in that, you know, I had a lot of things done for me for many years. Whether it was, you know, school or my home life or anything like that. And that was, you know, something that was not good for me because I felt the need to kind of branch out on my own and, you know, kind of live on my own. One thing that was interesting about school, I'll tell you that much, is I went to a school that for the longest time it would be like, oh, everyone do up to question, you know, 25 or something like that. But max, do up to question 15, and max is my dead name. I'm going to be quite up, like, straight up honest with you there. So that was frustrating. I mean, and I decided that, and sadly, this kind of created something for me where it was just like, I do not want to be this. I do not want to be this sheltered individual, and I don't want to basically live that sort of lifestyle, we'll say. And that lifestyle went on for about, you know, the entirety of my high school, well, middle and high school, a little less so in high school, but I always had someone taking notes and things like that. And but in college, you know, that kind of ceased to be a thing. I started taking notes, and I kind of, you know, easily got into it. I will tell you that as a high school student, that kind of destroyed my sleeping pattern, and it was my own sort of self-destruction because, like, I never wanted to do homework. And I always felt like, in my mind, like I always had to be perfect. And then one day something just clicked in my head and I'm just like, wait a minute, I could easily just give these questions random answers and technically the assignment is done. Technically, I don't have to do anything. I could just throw a random answer, you know, if it's multiple choice, it was easy. Just, you know, A, B, C, B, C, C, D, B, A, B, B, A, D, C, D, C, C, D, B, A, B, B, C, B, A, C, A, A. And I could just do that. Now, granted, this got me, you know, my grades were suffering. Of course, here I am admitting this about 10 years after graduating. I think I'd like to believe that there's a statute of limitations on this sort of crime against self. I mean, granted, I did get into community college, and I can still, you know, apply for community college. And I still have the skill sets, but I basically doomed myself for high school, and I destroyed my own sleeping pattern because I procrastinated on my homework. I'll be honest with you, it didn't take 2 hours to get my assignments done. No, it only take, you know, a small amount, but I shirked off. I was that shirky teen, and I never let anyone know it. I basically just let everyone believe that, you know, what it was they wanted to believe. My brother, on the other hand, was the shirky teen who basically shirked off, and you know, he didn't, for some reason, have excuses. And yeah, no, I guess that's kind of a bad way to look at things. And I've since grown up since then, and I'm just hoping that, you know, my life is pretty good right now. I'm not gonna say, you know, I have to get my life back together. I did stupid crap in the past. I did stupid crap in school. I did stupid crap pre-transition, just as a person with different partners that I've had. And I guess the reason that I'm saying this, not only because I really didn't prepare here, is I guess what I want to kind of drive this point home is that if you do stupid stuff, it is gonna bite you later, but you can repair it. You just gotta, you know, you gotta get off that path of doing stupid stuff. The station owner of GCR and I have this saying, although I'm gonna say a nicer form of it. We always say DDSS, don't do stupid stuff. And believe you me, I did a lot of stupid stuff. Now, that being said, even in college, to a degree, it's not to say that I didn't try. I just, like, did not want to do the homework, and eventually, like, I skipped a class or two. And I spent my I mishandled a lot of my free time. I spent free time doing what I wanted to do when I could be studying, and that's bad. Because in my mind, if I wasn't doing what I wanted to do, it was like I was never going to have any free time. So, I mean, it's my own bad thing. I really, admittedly, really am not a big fan of my past self. I'm really not, because when I look at, you know, who I was back then, just the type of person, and I guess in part it was because I felt no incentive to do anything. Like, I didn't have a clear cut goal in mind. I didn't have the sort of thing where it's just like I didn't have any defined goal, and I was dealing with, you know, I didn't realize it, but I was unhappy because I was dealing with gender issues. I didn't see the need. I didn't really see the need to grow because you know, I just, because I didn't really know where I was going. It felt like I was standing on the bow of a ship, the front of a ship, through fog, and I didn't know where the heck I was going, you know what I mean? So I ultimately had that working against me. And so that was kind of, you know, why I went through that. And that's kind of like the nutshell of really explaining / understanding, you know, who I was as a high school student. As an elementary and middle school student, I was, you know, under that impression that, you know, you had to get the highest marks. But again, everything was like done for me, and I did learn a lot, And I honestly, like math-wise, if you wanted to talk about, like, math curricula, I felt like a complete idiot because I was using the remainder thing, you know, 2 remainder 1. I was using that 2R1 thing, whatever that was, for most of my adult life, like, up through most of my adult life. Now, granted, you know, there are other things that I could have done. Like, I could have been a lot worse in that, you know, when you're younger, they teach you subtraction, and they say 2 take away 1, 2 take away 1. And I, thankfully, I got past that, 2 minus 1, you know, that kind of thing. And I think the reason for that was this toy I had at the time called Brain Bash, which featured not only games featuring what they call touch commands, but I also had they had the Mad Math. So Mad Math kind of opened me up to, you know, pluses and minuses. And then I learned little snippets from my cousin. Just, I'm not really learning snippets. I can't really say I learned. I became aware of the terminology of times and divide and square roots. Wait, no, I didn't. Not square roots. Where did I pick up square roots from? Oh, my mother. And then my other cousin, I learned algebra, which I'm going to be complete honest. I thought algebra was another sign, like 2 algebra 1 or something like that. I thought algebra was another, like, sign, like times, divide, etc., etc. But hashtag autistic problems. I did, you know, you kind of take things a lot literally, and you have your own way of really formulating them. And I oftentimes, you know, I made a lot of excuses for myself. And it was the blindness. It was the autism. You know what I mean? And, I learned later in life that, you know, you just got to grow up. And you can't be stuck in this mindset of being a kid. So, like, I almost never watch cartoons anymore. It's always a lot of these live action shows like Once Upon a Time. For the longest time, I'll admit, I preferred animated shows. And when it wasn't those, I watched a lot of game shows because that's what I grew up with. I grew up with a lot of the Wheel of Fortunes and the Jeopardies. And I know this is kind of just going around, you know, this is kind of going around different topics, but you can see that, to an extent, it's kind of going around what life was like for me growing up and how kind of my mind worked. And so I always tried to, you know, put things in a way that I could understand them and try to make it seem like a game. To an extent, it's like with math and everything like that. Math was like one of the most fun games that I could create for myself. You know, science was also the same, but like Bunsen burners are not as fun as they show them on TV. Don't go trying to find one of these things. Don't go play in chemistry. And it wasn't for, you know, the sake of like playing that I ran into this issue. But I almost lit my hair on fire as a kid. No, thank you. So I'm not just talking as, you know, a teen. I'm also talking, like, what things were like as a kid as well. And we are about to come up onto the... Not about to. The timer seems to go quite slowly, but we're getting up to that point, and it's almost like we're 30 seconds. Seems like it just drags on forever, I'll tell you that much. 30 seconds just drags on forever. And we're about ready to pause for identification here, and this is not like Saffron Says where I can do media analysis. Gosh darn it. It is what it is, though. That'll come, though. I'll be doing that, like, tomorrow or something like that. And you are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl. This is on Global Community Radio, Channel 1. News and more, globalcommunityradio.blogspot.com. And I've got to figure out that big red button stuff. My name is Serena Schutz, a.k.a. DJ Saffron. Nicole Garland has asked me to do the show in her stead. You can find out more about us on our Facebook page. That's Teen Girl Radio. Twitter is Teen Girl Radio. IntellectualThoughtsOfATeen@gmail.com is how you can get in touch with us. And Intellectual Thoughts of a Teen Girl is the website where you can learn more. Or search Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl on the radio4all.net. Radio number 4, ALL.net. So returning to our topic, and that just took like a full minute, and returning to our topic, just, again, interesting, you know, what we see as kids and, like, what we interpret better as kids. It's interesting because, like, I found that there were words... I found that, you know, there were words that were completely foreign to me as a kid. And even after, you know, one definition, I needed a redefinition. And then it's just like, it becomes easier to grasp later in life. And I find that, you know, even with cartoons for a child versus cartoons for someone who's older, a lot of the characters, they shout a lot and they speak a lot in a high-pitched voice. I find that interesting, too. So, again, just interesting things that we see when we transition from childhood to adulthood. Although, I will tell you straight up, as a kid, you know, everything for me seemed fine until... about 8th or 9th grade, when my voice literally dropped off into oblivion and it felt like I had dying batteries. So that was, like, straight up horrible for me. That was one of the telltale signs that I knew I was a girl. The only reason I'm even keeping it right now, the only thing that's even causing me to keep my voice intact right now is this Once Upon a Time fan edition, for which I'm playing a male character. I basically had to rationalize, hey, if Maddie Blaustein can do it, so can I. So that's basically how I had to rationalize that. But... you know, I couldn't rationalize a lot of things. I couldn't determine why my voice was dropping. I couldn't figure any of that out because, again, inside I felt like a girl. And again, I mean, this all in the grand scheme of things is kind of what we experience slash what we feel as kids. You know, not the dysphoria as such, but, like, we go through... you know, all these different things. You listen to the show as a whole and you'll see, hey, you know, there's probably something in here that I felt. If I'm the only one who felt at least one of these things as a kid, then so may I be, like, struck by a flying ice cream truck. Because, quite honestly, do they even run ice cream trucks anymore? I have to wonder. That is not the open forum question. I have to say that right now. I mean, it's just... I'm just quipping there. Do they even run those? I don't know of any that even remotely run anymore. And if they do, collar me surprised. Collar me impressed. I know one thing that died with the times was arcades. That really... and even I had never been to, you know, say, an arcade where its sole purpose is gaming. I have been to restaurants with arcade cabinets. I have been to amusement parks that have arcades in them, but I have never... I can't say I've ever been to, like, an arcade whose sole purpose is arcades. Unless you count those giant... I guess you could call them indoor playgrounds that also had arcades in there. Like, Funscape. That was a thing when I was a kid. Power Zone I never got to go to, but Funscape and Discovery Zone were the two big ones. Those were the two big ones that I went to as a kid as far as... And I did want to go to Power Zone. Mom, you know, promised me a birthday party at Power Zone or a trip to Power Zone, wherever that was. And Power Zone eventually closed, as did Funscape, as did, I presume, Discovery Zone. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. So, that being said, again, I'm talking about basically things that kind of were my reality before, I guess you could say, before I turned... 20, because I've even gotten some college stuff, but at around 20 I dropped out of college. I stopped going for a while. I'm thinking about going back. Okay, again, we want to avoid kind of that threshold of what happened at 20, not because it was a bad time, but we want to keep a simple threshold on things. But, you know, for me, being an autistic child, a child with Asperger's syndrome, was definitely interesting. It was definitely something where it was just like, I didn't know any different. I didn't know any better. And then you throw the eyesight issue in there, and of course I'm not going to know, like, any different at all. And it's, you know, a complete and total what on earth moment of my part. And without embarrassing the crap out of myself, which, excuse me, there are a lot of moments where that can and does happen in my childhood. So, like, I don't want to go into anything like that because, again, it's embarrassing. This is on a recording. This is a recording that I have to listen to. And this is maybe not that I have to listen to, but it's like everyone listens to it. And then I turn red, not just blushing, but my whole face just turns red. I completely go up in temperature. Something that is just not, you know, something that's just not fun as such. Now, that being said, I will say this. I'm not even close enough to the time yet, because I'm trying to just land this as close to time as possible, because in reality, like, I did not know what I was going to talk about, but what I did know is that I was running out of time to do the show, and just, I have got to concentrate on, you know, not only living, but also, you know, trying to balance work and a social life, and the two don't necessarily balance out, because, like, the one time you want to go out for having a social life, you gotta work, or when you don't gotta work, but then you want to do something, there's no one free. I will tell you straight up that I'm seeing someone, and I will not disclose her name at the moment. Well, seeing is kind of a relative term, because A, visual impairment. B, this is only a second date, so I can't really say anything. So, I hope it progresses, but I can only hope. And at this point, I'm stalling. I'm not really stalling. I am kind of stalling in the sense of I am trying to kill time before this game I bought finishes downloading. Which is one of these ones that I'm like, ooh, this is a cool game, and then I found out that it wasn't going to be on Switch, but then I thought it wasn't going to be on the Switch, and then it's just like, oh, it actually is going to be on the Switch, And come to find out, you know, it's on a little later, so it is what it is. So that being said, this is the 25 mark. I'm comfortable stopping here. So once again, you are listening to Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl, or you have been listening to it, rather. Intellectual Thoughts of a Teenage Girl. Facebook at Teen Girl Radio. Twitter, Teen Girl Radio. Intellectual Thoughts of a Teen Girl at .blogspot.com. Search us up on Radio for All. Gmail is Intellectual Thoughts of a Teen. Now, I guess the open forum question for today is going to be, is there anything at all in your past that you wish you could rectify? Is there anything that you wish you could go back and do over? If you had like a magical rewind button or a magical reset button, more accurately, is there anything you wish you could do over? Or, I guess, a great way to word that, just a more fun way of wording it, is there anything where you'd like to go back in time and basically slap your older or your younger self for doing it? I mean, granted, it's going to hurt in the future because this, you know, red mark is going to show up on your face. It's weird time paradox stuff. I won't even get into that here. That's more of a conspiracy thing for Saffron Says. And you know something? I can't even use my typical outro. Gosh darn it. That said, I am going to say have a good day and enjoy.